Lord, we thank you for today.
Amen.
Thank you for here tonight.
Amen.
Thank you for the past three messages.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you reveal us.
Amen.
Our God's ultimate work.
Amen.
God's ultimate move.
Amen.
Our ultimate responsibility.
Amen.
Lord, just open the heaven to us tonight.
Amen.
So we can hear you speaking.
Amen.
We can take your responsibility.
Amen.
To move with you on the earth.
Amen.
For your work.
Amen.
For your recovery.
Amen.
Amen. During the 2 weeks ago, during in Anaheim, the special conference, we have five messages.
2周之前，在 Anaheim 的一个特别的特会中，我们释放了五篇信息。
The first three messages were given in Chinese.
头三篇是用中文释放的。
The last two were given in English.
后两篇是用英文。
So I'm trying to speak in English tonight.
所以他试试用英文讲。
And for release.The earphone burden, so I will brother Bill to translate side by side for me.
我就用中文来翻译，你们就不需要戴耳机。
So I have to be careful with the time.
我们需要注意时间了。
Let's read the message title together.
请一同来读标题。
Maybe we can read English.
Okay.
We need.Okay, the message for the title. We need to bear the ultimate responsibility related to the ultimate situation, God's ultimate move, and God's ultimate recovery. Chinese.
在神终极的行动中担负终极的责任。
But anyway, last message, Brother Fergus shared three ultimate. God's ultimate move, and God's ultimate recovery, and before that, the world ultimate situation. And tonight, we're going to the last ultimate, our responsibility.
翻遍信息，这个冯弟兄他释放到三个有关终极。一个是神终极的行动，一个世界终极的局势，还有我们终极的责任。
So this message is very heavy for ultimate. But I enjoy this message very, very much.
我很享受这一篇信息。
This message was shared by Brother Ron Kangas.
这是Ron 弟兄他释放的。
He has a heavy burden.
他有一个很重的负担。
So I'm trying to do my best to release.His sharing.
我想尽力来释放他的分享。
You know, in the previous two messages, when we shared the world ultimate situation.
前两篇信息我们讲到世界终极的局势。
In 1948, when Truman was elected the president.
在1948年杜鲁门当选美国总统。
He holds a newspaper,So Dewey win the presidency because everyone believed the other one will become the president. But instead, Truman became the president.
那时候有人拿着报纸上面
Truman,
杜鲁门拿着报纸上是已经宣布杜威当选美国总统。那时候大家都以为是杜威当选。
Well, since 1948, during the presidency of Truman, 15 countries became the communist country.
从杜鲁门当选美国总统以后，有世界上有15个国家都被共产化。
Also in 1948, the state of Israel became a nation. Praise the Lord!
同样在1948年，以色列终于独立成为国家。
So during that 1948, kings rise, kings fall.
所以在1948年，主兴亡废亡。
1948 was a very important year.
1948年是个非常关键的一年。
I'm not going to tell you how old I am.
我不会告诉你我那时候多大。
But I can tell you I was born 1948.
但是他就正好那一年出生。
So I love 1948.
就他很爱那一年。
So 2016, something also happened worldly.
就是2016年全世界有大事发生。
You know, the British exit the EU.
你看英国就脱离了欧盟。
And past November election, the first time my family, me and my wife, had a different idea of who to vote.
去年十月选总统的时候，他们家里面他跟姊妹也有不同的意见。
First time.
这是第一次他们有分歧。
But anyway, Jesus is on the throne.
无论如何，主是在宝座上的那一位。
So this is a crucial time we are here tonight for the world ultimate situation.
所以今晚我们在这里乃是在一个关键的时刻讲到全地的终极的局势。
But the main focus is our ultimate responsibility.
但我们的重点乃是我们如何承担这个终极的责任。
Okay, the Roman numeral 1, let's already read the title, Roman numeral 1 already. Let's read A in Chinese.
我们用中文来宣告第一终点，我们终极的责任乃是被基督浸透并浸润，好为着召会做基督的身体，就是一个新人。
To save time tonight, during the whole meeting, we're going to read outline in Chinese. So this way, the one in English, you can, while they are reading, you can just also read.By yourself, so to save some time.
我们纲要多半是用中文来宣读，英文可以自己来读。
During this message, Brother Ron began with the burden, with the Roman numeral one. We, what is the we? Because many times we come to the conference, we feel for some others, but tonight is for we. Mm-hmm.
在这边信息一开始 Ron 弟兄就是强调说什么是我们，常常我们听信息是为他们听啊，那究竟我们是什么？
The we has three aspects. Number one is the body of Christ. Number two is every member of the body. Number three, the we is for the saints in North America.
这个我们在这里有三方面的意义，第一个乃是指着基督的身体，第二个乃是指着基督身体上的众肢体，第三个特别是强调在北美的众圣徒。
Because this message is given in America, and during the message we heard today, that America bears geographically the very important responsibility.
因为信息是在美国给的，今天我们也听见美国在全球占的极重要的地位。
I'd like to share very briefly, quickly, what's the definition of the body of Christ.
我愿意简单的交通一下基督身体的定义。
Most of the time we believe the church is the body of Christ, Ephesians 1:22.
我们相信根据以弗所一章二十二节，召会是基督的身体。
But then there are another two aspects also very, very important.
但是还有另外两方面也很重要。
Brother Joe Davis this morning already shared in Acts 13, chapter 1 and 2.
旧弟兄早上已经交通到行传十三章。一节二节。
Number one in church in Antioch.
在安提阿召会。
Number two, there's a prophet and the teachers.
第二，在安提阿那里有伸言者和教师。
Number three, the Holy Spirit sent them out for work.
第三方面是圣灵差遣他们出去为了工作。
This is a very beautiful, clear picture about the three aspects: the church, the ministry.And the work.
这里描述一幅很美丽的图画，有关召会，有关执事以及工作。
I'd like to read a very short paragraph about Watchman Nee. He wrote in 1938.
我想读一段尼弟兄在1938年所讲的一段话。
The church, which is his body, includes the churches, the ministry, and the work.
教会是他的身体，是包含众召会、执事。以及工作。
The churches are the body expressed locally. This, the ministry is the body in function, and the work is the body seeking increase.
众召会乃是身体在地方上的一个彰显，执事乃是身体在进功用，工作乃是身体寻求扩增。
You may not understand to that tonight, but we have a beautiful picture I can share with you.
你可能不太明白这为何是一个那么美丽的图画。
Today we have many churches from from UK, from outside UK, our local church here, many were here tonight.
今天我们许多地方教会都在这里聚集。
But tonight when we're here, because we're coming to the ministry meetings, ministry burden, speak about the present truth. This is the work of the ministry.
所以今天晚上为什么来这里呢？是我们接受一个执事的负担，释放执事有关的信息，所以这是执事的聚会。
And for the work of the Lord's move to Europe and the Lord's move to Germany.
而且我们这个是为了主的恢复往欧洲、往德国去的工作。
I don't have time to share, but can you believe that in 1938, Watchman Nee, he's a little bit over 30 years old, he sees the three important aspects of the body of Christ.
你相不相信在1938年李弟兄才刚刚满30他就能够释放刚刚过30他就能够释放有关身体的这个三方面。
Brothers and sisters, we are so thankful when the Lord's recovery was so balanced with the three aspects.
我们感谢赞美主，为了主的恢复，在这三方面是何等的平衡。
We are local churches, but we are under this one ministry.
我们都是在地方教会里，但是我们都是在一个执事底下。
And for this one work,
也是为了一个工作。
Today in the Christianity, in all denominations, there no any such thing with these three areas to balance out going on forward for the God's work.
今天在工会里面仇敌的破坏没有一个工会能够在这三方面取得任何平衡。
Amen. Okay, let's Chinese speaking and read A, 1 and 2.
我们读第二小点，我们必须看见关于传扬福音、教导神圣真理、照着神命定之路聚会的重大责任。然而我们不该满足于这三件事，因为这些不能成就神的愿望。神的愿望，他的喜悦，是要我们活基督，并有基督做教会生活的实际，就是真实的内容，使每个地方教会都成为金灯台。
So we see thatLike the previous message Brother Fergus already shared, today if we are faithfully preach the gospel, and also we are faithfully teaching the divine truth, and also we are meeting in God's ordained way.
像下午这个冯弟兄教宗呢，我们就是很忠心的传扬福音，很忠心的教导真理，并且很忠心的照着神命令之路来聚会。
But tonight we have to take this burden, this is not enough, this is not adequate,Our responsibility is to be saturated and permeated by Christ.
今天晚上我们更需要看见这些都是不够的，我们需要完全被基督所充满、所浸透。
So maybe tonight we share many things, but I hope tonight after you go home, this one point remains in you, in your dream. Tomorrow morning you wake up, first thing you say, Lord, I need to be permeated and saturated by you.
Amen.今天晚上也许会讲很多点，但是我希望你回家以后，明天早上起来，晚上做梦，早上起来，你仍然记得，主啊，我们需要更多被你浸透、被你浸润和充满。
Philippians 2:3, for it is God who operates in you, both waiting and working for His good pleasure.
腓立比书2:13，因为乃是神为着他的美意，在你们里面运行，使你们立志并行事。
We read it before, I think, right? Yeah. 我们读过了哈。So, small A and small B, also Chinese, please.
这样，身体生活就会达到罗马12的实际，这自然会为着主的回来预备心腹，这是主恢复的目标。世界局势一直是为着这个目的预备的。
So, uniting. 94, Brother Lee had a special conference on the blending. And he spoke specifically today. He doesn't see the reality of the body of Christ.
在1994年李弟兄有召集了一个特会，他有个非常独特专一的负担，就是他一直到今天还到那个时候还没有看见基督身体的实际。
Today, the way to have the reality of the body of Christ is that for us to live is Christ.
今天基督身体实际的路乃是因我活着就是基督。
Our daily life, we live out Christ.
在我们日常生活中我们需要活基督。
In our willing, in our work, is God, Christ, operate in you, in me.
在我们的立志，在我们的行事，在我们生活中乃是基督，就是神在我们里面运行。
Do you have this kind of real experience? Yes, we do. Yes, you do. We have times we feel the God in me, doing my will, doing my work, and after that, He's fully pleased, and we are so happy.
Yeah, 反正说我们觉得，乃是神在我们里面照他的旨意来行事，神是非常的满足，喜乐。
So we need to practice this.
我们需要操练施行。
Amen. How about the three? Small three Chinese, please.
我们终极的责任乃是在我们日常生活中做基督活的见证人，并在我们所在之地以一种方式一同聚集，使我们能成为基督的身体、新人、灯台和心腹。
Hallelujah. The next point B, our ultimate responsibility is to bear the testimony of Jesus.
Amen. 第二重点，我们终极的责任乃是做耶稣的见证。
Amen. How about the Chinese?
我们终极的责任乃是做耶稣的见证。
This one verse, Revelation 1:9, I, John, your brother and the fellow partakers in the tribulation, in the kingdom, in the endurance of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
启示录一章九节说，我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份的，为神的话和耶稣的见证。
We live Christ, we become the testimony of Jesus.
Amen. 为了这位基督，我们就成为耶稣的见证。
Amen. 好，did we read one and two or not?
没有。
Okay, Chinese one and two.
小一小二。启示录这卷书成名耶稣的见证，就是教会做基督团体的彰显。启示录揭示基督，而基督借着教会得着彰显。因此，教会是这卷书所启示之耶稣的见证。
Also, A and B, let's read our English speaking sense, read A and B, small A and B.
The living person of Jesus is the image, expression, and testimony of God. And the church today is the testimony of Jesus, his corporate expression. As believers in Christ, we all are reproductions, photographs of Jesus. Now God has a corporate expression, the church, which is the testimony of Jesus, who is the expression of God.
We need to become reproduction photographs of Jesus.
Amen. 我们都需要成为耶稣的复制照片。
We all know in John 1:14 and John 1:18, no one ever see God, only his only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared the Father.
Amen. 在约翰一章十八节，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Amen. Also 2 Corinthians 3:18. See if we can remember this verse, we can all do together. With unveiled face, beholding and reflecting the glory of the Lord, being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit.
Amen.
How about Chinese sense? You know, can recite this verse?
中文会背的一起来宣告。但我们众人既然已没有帕子遮蔽的脸，观看镜子观看并反照主的荣光，就渐渐变化成为与他同样的形象，从荣耀到荣耀，乃是从主灵变化成的。
哈利路亚， from glory to glory.
哈利路亚，从荣耀到荣耀。
This is the way to become testimony of Jesus.
这乃是成为耶稣见证的路。
Beholding and reflecting.
观看并反照。
Transform.
然后渐渐变化
into the same image，
成为与他同样的形象。
Are you glad？
我高兴吗？
Yes。 We can be transformed daily。
我们每天都可以被变化
from glory to glory to the same image as Jesus，
能够从荣耀到荣耀变化成与他同样的形象。
Praise the Lord， this is our destiny being transformed，
这是我们的目标，乃是被变化。
OK， the point C， let me read it。Our ultimate responsibility is to spread the testimony of Jesus by establishing local churches as a golden lampstand.
第三重点讲到我们终极的责任乃是建立地方教会做金灯台，借此扩展耶稣的见证。
How about small one and two Chinese, please?
主恢复的开展必须是我们终极责任的一部分。为着教会做耶稣见证的宇宙扩展，我们需要栽种教会树，做金灯台，使三一神得着团体的彰显。
A and B English please。Churches are church trees, a golden lampstand, which are actually living golden trees.
Amen.
Chinese C and D.
表号金灯台表征召会是三一神的具体表现和彰显。我们都必须借着栽种召会树金灯台而建立地方召会。
When we become the testimony of Jesus,
当我们成为耶稣的见证
，then we are being have the burden, have the responsibility to build golden lampstand the local churches。
我们就有这个负担，也有责任，去到各地去建立金灯台。
The golden lampstand is the embodiment of the triune God。
金灯台就是三一神的具体化身。
But also the golden lampstand is a church tree。
金灯台也同样也就是召会树
is a matter of life，
是跟生命有关的。
It began with a seed，
它乃是从一粒种子
falling into the ground，
落在地里
and then grow become a plant and then branching out become a life tree，
长大并且分枝成为一个活的金树。
And here I like to mention we already mentioned one， there are two sisters， they areOnly as sisters, but they become very like a seed planted into the ground and then blossom and help the building up of the churches.
有两个姊妹，她们不过是姊妹，但是她们就像那个种子埋在地上，最后长出来，最后帮助建立了召会树。
First one, Dora Yu.
第一位是鱼。
于慈度子姊妹。In 1896, he graduated from the medical school. He went to Manchuria or Korea, become preach gospel, and later on, she decided to give up her medical career, become a full-time worker by faith.
于慈度姊妹1896年从医学院毕业，她就后来到满洲以及韩国去传扬福音，然后她就放弃了他的职业，医生的职业，成为一个全世界的旅传道。
1920, she came to 福州。
在1920年，她到了福州。
So she had a gospel meeting. During the gospel meeting, Watchman is mother got saved.
她在那里有一场福音聚会，那时候黎陀森弟兄的母亲在那个聚会中得救了。
So you remember after the meeting, her mother got saved. She came home to repent to Watchman Nee about she did wrong to him. Watchman Nee was so surprised.
他母亲得救以后回了家，还向他的儿子就是黎弟兄认罪道歉，所以黎弟兄那时候非常吃惊。
So he said, if there's such a person can change my mother, I'm going to listen to.
如果有这么一个人可以让我母亲有这样的改变，我也要去听一听。
So, this is the lady brought watchman is a mother and the watchman knee to the Lord.
这就是这位女士她把李弟兄的母亲和李弟兄带到归带到主面前。
It's not by mighty missionary work.
不是
by the trained preachers. Just a very feeble lady. She loves the Lord. She became a seed and a plant died in the ground.
不是靠大有能力的传道士传道的团体，乃是借着一个好像很软弱的一个姊妹一个肢体，她把这个他们带得救。
I know we are here in the Bauerhaus. Anyone know a town or city called Suffolk? S-U-F-F-O-L-K.
我们在 Bauerhaus, 你们知道 Suffolk 都举个手。
This town is 75 minutes drive from here.
这个城市大概离这里开车75分钟。
Do you know who came out here?
你知道谁来到这里？
Another little lady.
也是一位小的姊妹。
She joined the CMS, the China Inland Work, came to China first time.
她刚第一次去中国来，是参加了中国的福音工作。
Then she returned UK.
然后她回到英国。
Then the Lord just touched her.
然后主就摸着她。
Don't let her go.
不让她过去。
So 1911, she dropped the China Inland Mission, just came to Fuzhou, came to China by herself.
然后1911年她就离开了这个福音工作的这个组织，就单身的还是回到中国的福州。
She buried herself in Fuzhou 20 years.
她像一个种子在福州埋了20年。
And then died in Fuzhou.
她也死在福州。
So we know the M.E. Barber,She was in Fuzhou for 20 years and where Watchman Nee not up to save, but also can continue to visit her, get all the help from the brethren teaching, from Penton, from Govet, from all this important person which cultivate Watchman Nee.
这何淑恩姊妹在福州待了二十年，她不仅是带她成全她，而且带她进入所有这些刚刚这些有名传道人的一些著作，像 Penton 啊，像 Gobert 啊，像这些认识一些这些真理的教导。
I don't think Watchman Nee can be reach his ministry mature without his two sisters' help.
我相信如果没有这一位姊妹真实的帮助，李弟兄也不可能达到他属灵上的这些程度。
M.E. Barber has a very one famous saying.Maybe someone you know already.
何淑恩姊妹有一个很有名的说话。
I want nothing for myself. I want everything for our Lord.
我为自己不求什么，我为主求一切。
Amen. Praise Lord.
赞美主。
That's our attitude tonight in our prayer tonight.
这是我们今天晚上祷告的态度。
I want nothing for myself.
我为自己不求什么。
I want everything for the Lord.
我为主求一切。
Amen. Roman numeral 2.
这第二大点。
In order to bear the ultimate responsibility in God's ultimate move, we need to know the experience Christ as the center of the divine administration according to God's eternal economy.
我们要在神终极的行动中担负终极的责任，就必须照着神永远的经纶认识并经历基督做神行政的中心。
How about Chinese A and B?
在升天里已登上宝座，执行神的管理，就是他行政的工作。基督这位神的具体化身，今天是宇宙的管理者，天上地上所有的权柄都已赐给他了。
C English.We know in Acts 2:34-35 that all house of Israel know God has made him both Lord and Christ.
我们知道在行传二章34、35、36，所以以色列全家都当确实知道，你们钉在十字架上这位耶稣，神已经 立他为主为基督了。
Hallelujah, for the Lord and Christ.
为主为基督了。
Also we know in Matthew 28:19, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and disciple all nations and baptize them into the name of the Father, Son, and Spirit.
按照马太28:18，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地上所有的权柄都赐过我了，所以你们要去福音化万民，使他做我的门徒。
This is a very important point that for us to bear the responsibility to be saturated and permeated by Christ.
这是一个非常重要的点，我们要承担着终极的责任，就必须被基督所浸透并浸润。
But we have to see Christ today is in the heaven on the throne.
我们需要看见基督今天乃是在天上坐在神的宝座上。
All authority has given to him.
所有的权柄都给了他。
In 1938, again, when Watchman Nee, released the little paragraph I just read to you.
1938年当黎弟兄释放刚刚我们所读的那一段话。
And also he gave a very important prayer during the Catholic Convention.
他那时候在邀请到英国的开禧大会的时候，他给了一个很重要的祷告。
In this prayer, he said, "We are not pray for China. We are not pray for Japan."
那时候，他终日在战争，但他说我们这个祷告不是为中国，也不是为了日本。
We pray that Christ has all the authority.
我们乃是祷告，要基督得到所有的权柄。
No one can touch his authority.
没有人可以碰他的权柄。
I wrote somewhere now, get up. But anyway, we have to see Christ today is on the throne.
我们今天需要看见基督是在宝座上。
Amen. D, according to the book of Revelation, the throne on which the ascended Christ is sitting is the throne of the divine administration.
按启示录升天基督所坐的宝座是神圣行政的宝座。
Amen. One and two English, please.
The Lamb, the Redeemer, the one slain on the cross for our sins, is now on the throne, carrying out God's administration over the entire universe.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus has been enthroned to execute God's governmental administration.
Amen.
Amen. A and B Chinese.
A, 基督在神宇宙的行政中登基为属天行政的管理者，他乃是地上君王的元首，列国的事都在他元首的权柄之下。
Amen.
在神行政的管理中，基督是元首，是救主，是那有大卫钥匙的。
Amen.So here in Revelation 4:2, we see, I was in spirit, and behold, there's a throne set in heaven. Upon the throne, there was one sitting.
启示录4:2说到，我立刻就在灵里，看那有一个宝座安置在天上，又有一位坐在宝座上。
Revelation 5:6, I saw in the midst of the throne four living creatures, a lamb standing.Having been slain, having seven horns, seven eyes, which are seven spirits sent forth into all the earth.
启示录5:6说我又看见宝座于四活物中间，并众长老中间有羔羊站立，像是刚被杀过的，有七角和七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往全地去的。
Amen.This is a very burdened word from Brother Ron, that today our daily life, how we cannot have a different situation, not look at the throne.
这是 Ron 弟兄那时候释放的时候非常重的一个负担。我们在我们日常生活中，我们今天如何能不仰望这位坐宝座呢？
He gave a two verses contrast to our situation.Our faith, our trust, our eye looking at the throne in the heaven.
他跟我们两处讲到我们的眼睛眼目必须要望着宝座。
那是不望着宝座，
不望着宝座的情形，不望着天上，不望着宝座的情形。
In 2 Timothy 1:15, all in Asia turn away from me. 啊，
在这个提后二章
十五节
讲到，
所有在
亚细亚的都离弃了使徒的教训。
In Philippians 2:20, I have no one like Saul, for all seek their own things, not the things of Christ Jesus.
腓立比书二章二十节，我没有人与我同魂，寻求同一件事。
So after tonight, all this weekend wonderful messages, it's very easy for us also to begin to look our own things.
经过今晚上也许很好的信息，但是我们回去又很容易又落到寻求自己的事。
It's a very great challenge for us to live is Christ.
所以对我们是一个很大的挑战，能够活着就是基督。
During the past time, he saying that all in Asia has turned away from me.
Yeah. 前面保罗说所有亚细亚的众召会都离弃了他。
I have no one like Saul, for all seek their own things.
我没有人与我同魂，因为众人都寻求自己的事。
For us to take responsibility, ultimate responsibility, we need to look unto the heaven, the one sitting on the throne.
Amen.
我们要能背负起终极的责任，就必须仰望这位天上坐宝座的。
Satan is the one every day, morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, to disturb you, causing you trouble, to make you think about your school, think about your work, think about your marriage, just to seek anything else other than the one on the throne.
撒旦每一天每早晨每晚上都尽量来打岔我们叫我们思想自己的学校自己的工作自己的事情，就是让我们的眼睛不仰望坐宝座的。
This is very very practical.
这是非常实际的事。
It happens to us every day, every moment.
所以我们每天每一个时间都会发生。
We need to pray, Lord, make me like Saul with this ministry.
Amen.
我们需要这样祷告，主，让我与这份职事是同魂。
Not to seek my own things.
不要再寻求我自己的事。
Last night I have a phone call with a dear couple in Germany.
昨晚我跟在德国的一对亲爱的夫妇有交通。
The brother just graduated with PhD degree.
弟兄刚刚拿到博士学位。
FTDT graduate.
他是台湾台北全职训练中心毕业的。
The full of a burden for the past few years, we have the sky, we have the prayer at least once a week, and all fully burdened for the Lord's work in Germany.
在以往，他和弟兄每周都一起在网络上有祷告、有交通，对德国是满了负担。
And he got his PhD degree, and he has no job for many months.
他拿了博士以后。经过好几个月还找不到工作。
And he's also newly married and a very wonderful dear sister.
他也刚刚才娶了一位很棒的姊妹。
But during the phone call, I can see they're a little bit down, a little bit worried.
在电话交通中，他可以感觉他有点下沉，有点担心。
You know, during these days, there are so many Taiwan trainees, U.S.visitors visit all those four cities, some nearby cities. Every day in and out hospitality, go out to campuses, go out to preach the gospel, distribute the Bible. So in the daily life, they are fully occupied. They are all given for this work.
最近我们知道从台湾从美国有许多的圣徒们弟兄姊妹去访问在德国四个城市以及其他的一些周边城市，每天他都要陪他们一同发圣经，一同传福音，进进出出，好像在外面有许多的忙碌，许多的服事。
They love the Lord. They fully given them to this work and for the churches in Germany.
他们真是爱主，他也把他们自己完全交给主，为了在德国的福音的工作。
But they come home at 9 p.m. after the home meeting. They look each other. We have no job. We have no money.
他们晚上九点钟以后回了家里。夫妇对望了，他们也没有工作，也没有钱。
So I fellowship last night. I said, "Praise the Lord!"
所以昨晚我跟他讲，你要赞美主。
This is a wonderful experience for you.
这对你来讲是个美妙的经验。
You have no job, no money, but you still participate in this work.
Amen.
你虽然没有钱， 没有工作，但你仍然有份于这个工作。
There's one on the throne.
有一位是坐在宝座上的。
Later on, we're going to read one verse. Maybe we read already. We are the fellow partakers. John said, your brother. I'm in the tribulation, in the kingdom, and the endurance for the work of God and the testimony of Jesus.
刚我们读过启示录一章，讲到我约翰就是你们的弟兄，在国度患难忍耐里一同有份的。
I told them you should be happy.
你应该很喜乐。
This is a little tribulation.
这是小小的患难。
This is a little endurance.
小小的忍耐。
This is for the kingdom.
乃是为着他的国度。
For the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
乃是为着神的话和耶稣的见证。
So after prayer, we are all very happy.
所以我们祷告完以后，我们大家都很喜乐。
Brother, sisters, wonderful.
弟兄姊妹，太好了。
So here there's one quote.From my brother Ron, I wrote it down. I was very touched by his burden.
我就引一节Ron 弟兄交通的话。
So from safe from your own things, safe from your own fault.
所以我们要从我们自己的事情，从我们自己的错误中出来。
See his Christ, his way, his time, and his will.
要看见他的基督，他的道路，他的旨意。
Lift out yourself.
拔高你的自己。
See something way, way beyond you.
要看见一些事情是远远超过你的。
This is a divine mystical realm.
这乃是在一个神圣奥秘的范围里。
Not to make your own decision.
不要为你自己做决定。
Everything is under his authority.
每一件事都在他的主宰权柄底下。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
We have the one sitting on the throne.
我们有一位坐宝座的。
We are in the little tribulation endurance, but we are in the kingdom.
Amen. 我们虽然外面有些患难忍耐，但是我们今天来在他的国度里。
For the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
为着神的话和耶稣的见证。
We lift out of ourselves.
我们需要从自己里面被拔高出来。
See something beyond ourselves.
要看见一些远远超过我们自己的事。
So what's that? That's the throne under heaven.
那是什么？乃是在天上的宝座。
Amen. You know, we always, in my church, like in my locality, sometimes all the young serving ones, FTTA graduate, they are just full of energy, serving,Loving the Lord.
在我当地的教会生活里面，常常看到一些年轻的这个安拉罕全人间训练出来的，非常热心，非常爱主，非常积极。
But sometimes they came to me and say, Brother Ho, I'm burned out.
很多时候他也来到我这里说，何弟兄，我完全被耗尽了。
Do you ever say this to your companion or your serving ones? Say, I'm burned out, brother.
你有没有常常也跟你属灵的同伴？跟你的一同服侍者说我已经被耗尽了。
Yes, by ourselves we'll be burned out.
在我们自己里面我们都会被销毁尽。
By our natural energy, our zeal will burn out sooner or later.
我们天然的能力天然热心迟早都会被耗尽。
But do you remember Brother Lee's message? Brother Lee has always sometimes in his messages,He has a difficult situation with all the burdens from the churches or from the ministry or from the conferences.
李弟兄在他信息里面常常提到众召会许多的情形许多的事情以及执事的很多的负担。
But whenever he's under this situation, he feels, he gets the divine flow from the throne.
但很多在这种情况之下他都觉得他有重新得到一个神圣的流
the more,
从宝座流出来。
The more he's down, the more he feels he gets the spiritual 砰砰砰。
好像他越下沉他越得着这个属灵的砰砰砰。
What is the spiritual 砰砰砰?
什么是属灵的砰砰砰?
It is a 砰砰砰。
他就是砰砰砰。
Without your understanding,
就不懂也没关系。
It comes down,
它会刺下来。
Your experience,
你会经历到。
Whenever you open to this divine flow, when you look your eyes into the heaven, see the one sitting, this is a divine transmission, direct light from the throne to your spirit.
Amen. 每当你仰慕看到天上的宝座，像这个神圣的流敞开，你就会经历从属天那个传输的砰砰砰。
Brother says that we get out ourselves, our own things. Let's look at the throne. Let's have the direct connection from the flow, from the throne to our spirit.
Amen.
我们从我们自己，从我们自己的事情里出来，我们仰望宝座，我们就能够得着属天的神圣的传输进到我们的灵里。
Right now, I would just pong 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 within me.
我现在就感觉那个在我里面的砰砰砰。
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Amen!
Amen!
We have the one sitting on the throne.
我们有一位坐在宝座上。
Amen! I think we have a good time to finish this message.
我想我们会很好来结束这篇信息。
Right. Now, before I continue Roman numeral 3 and 4.
那我们继续看第三、第四大点之前。
Brother Ron mentioned the first one is we need to see our responsibility.
Ron 弟兄说，第一件事我们必须看见我们的责任。
But the Roman numeral 2, 3, 4 is very personal, personal, personal.
第二、第三、第四大点都是非常个人的，非常
personal to our Lord, our prayer, our desire.
都是我们需要带到主面前个人的祷告个人的寻求
The way is the body of Christ
那个路是借着基督的身体
But we see the three aspects of the body of Christ the body of Christ we the three aspects of we number one the body of Christ cooperate for every one of us
我们刚看见所谓我们跟基督身体的关系第一个乃是所有基督的身体
Number two, every member, that's every one of us.
第二方面乃是所有的众肢体就是我们每一位肢体
So tonight, we need to go home and to have the real prayer before the Lord.
所以今晚我们回去在主面前应该有个真实的祷告
Lord, open my eyes.
主啊开我的眼睛
So I can have a genuine fellowship with you.
我可以跟你有一个真实的交通
I canSafe away from my own personal things.
我可以从我自己私人的事情中被拯救出来。
From our personal goals in the world.
从我自己在世上个人的打算中救出来。
Lord, I need to see your desire.
我需要看见你的心愿。
Philippians 2, we just read it, that Christ operates in me, both in willing and work according to his good pleasure.
腓立比二章刚刚读过乃是基督在我们里面运行为了成就他的美意
It's good Christ's pleasure His pleasure to dispense himself into us so we can make every decision every move from him He is the one operate in you
基督乃是乐意把他自己分赐到我们里面他就是那一位在我们里面运行者
He's operating in you in me right now
他现在就在你在我里面运行
His heavenly pong pong pong
他是属天的砰砰砰
This is all from heaven
都是从天上来的
Not from ourselves
不是从我们自己出来的
Roman numeral 3 also very very sweet
第三大点也很甜美
If we would fulfill the ultimate responsibility in God's ultimate move we need to follow the Lamb wherever he may go
我们若要在神终极的行动中履行终极的责任，就羔羊无论往哪里去，我们都要跟随。
We need to follow the Lamb.
我们需要跟随羔羊。
Amen. Revelation 14:4 is very important. There are they who follow the Lamb wherever he go.
启示录十四章四节那里说，他们乃是跟随羔羊无论往哪里去。
These were purchased from among men as first fruit to God and to Lamb.
他们是从人间买来的，做出售的果子，归于神和羔羊。
What's the characteristic of those follow the Lamb?
跟随羔羊，他们的特征是什么
？Number one, they are purchased.
第一点，他们是被买来的。
from among the men.
是从人间买来的。
And the first fruit.
而且是出熟的果子。
To God and the Lamb.
做归于神和羔羊。
The other very, very important verse, is Acts 20:24.
另外有一个很重要经节，行传22:24.
Hold on. I think we should read this verse. We go back to the page one. Let's read the last verse, Acts 20:24. How about the, English read that first?
行传22:24，英文先来啊。
Let's read it one more time with a strong spirit. But I consider my life of no account as a precious to myself in order that I may finish my course and the ministry which I have received from the Lord Jesus to solemnly testify of the gospel of the grace of God.
众人也用灵来宣告。
Amen.
我却不以性命为念。也不看为宝贝，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，郑重见证神恩典的福音。
太好了，再读一遍，释放你的灵， Amen。
我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贝，只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事。郑重见证神恩典的福音。
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
赞美主。
We are here to follow the Lamb.
我们在这里乃是跟随羔羊。
Wherever he goes.
无论羔羊往哪里。
Because we are different. We are purchased by our God.
因为我们乃是从神买来的。
Our destiny will be the first fruit.
我们的目标乃是成为出熟的果子，
作为神和羔羊的出熟的果子。
Amen.
I just love 2024. Consider my life no account, as it is precious to myself.
我非常爱行传20:24，我不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵。
In order, I may finish my course.
为了可以行完我的路程。
And this ministry.
并且能够成就这个职事
，which I have received from the Lord Jesus，
乃是我从主耶稣所领受的职事。
I look at the bill we were in San Diego. We look at the Ray in Midwest, right? Someplace you, which we come from. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Amen.
Bill 以前在圣地亚哥 ，Ray 以前是在 Fullerton 这南加州的。
I look at Tim Young, he has a good life in Hong Kong.
我们的杨弟兄在香港本来过得很好。
He has very very important service that he is in charge of the book room in Hong Kong.
他在香港是负责香港的书房的服侍，非常重要。
That's a very important function.
这是很重要的一个功能。
One day the north wind came.
有一天北方的暴风吹来。
This is the last one. A Chinese from Hong Kong get a call to go to Turkey.
他就是那最后一个。
No, what I mean is 最不可能会发生在他身上。
他是最不可能的一个，最终被主呼召从香港跑去了土耳其。
For 10 years.
在那里一待就10年。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
8 years ago, you called me, but anyway, I was in Turkey. You asked me to baptize your son. I went to Istanbul, visit them, and they said, well, my son's ready to be baptized.
八年前他请何弟兄到伊斯坦堡去给他的儿子受浸。
He gave me a good job. He's ready to baptize tomorrow.
第二天就受浸。
And now, this September, he's going to Haifa, Israel, to go to college.
这个九月，今年九月就要八月份就要去海法，去以色列那里去读大学。
And during the past 10 years, our brother Tim doesn't know any Turkish language, know nothing. He managed to translate 34 books or booklet, rainbow booklet, some booklet into Turkish language.
对啊，我们的杨弟兄虽然对土耳其文不那么精通，但是他却帮忙翻译了有34个title， 34本翻译成这个土耳其文的书籍。
I went to his home 2 years ago. The basement full of books, rainbow books, all kind of big, small, all kind of books, ready to go.
我去过他家，看见他地下室里面满了那些rainbow 彩虹的套彩虹小册。一套一套的。
Is this wonderful?
这是太奇妙了。
Amen. Tim, I'm not going to discourage you. You need another 10 years.
所以我鼓励你，你还需要另外10年。
I asked brother Joe Davis. Joe, you have been here 16 years?
我问 Joe 在这里有16年吗？
Then he said, no, I've been here 21 years.
就说我在这里21年了。
I think Sister Carol corrected me also.
Yeah.
But、Carol's、anyway.、Yeah.To be a seed is not 3, 5, 10 years. It takes 20 years.
你要成为一粒种子埋下去不是三五年的事情至少要20年。
Just like the reason I say 20 years is the M.E. Barber. She buried herself in Fuzhou 20 years and died there.
我说20年呢是因为何寿恩姊妹把自己埋在福州像一个种子20年。然后死在那里。
Then I see Brother John from Texas.
我看见我们的 John 弟兄从德州来。
Fergus from Texas.
冯弟兄也是从德州来。
This Bill from America, China, expelled by Chinese government. And then I escort him to Paris, almost 10 years ago.
Yeah. 我原来是在美国服侍，后来去了中国，最后被他们这个赶逐出境，然后弟兄们就带我去了巴黎。
Brother, sister, this is our journey.
这乃是我们的行程。
Every one of us, we have a course.
我们每一个人都有这一个路程。
Every one of us, we have a course.
对我们每一个人来讲，我们都有我们的路程。
So, this is another again.A quote from Brother Ron.
另外我 quote Ron 弟兄讲的。
Set aside your own feelings.
把你个人的感觉放一边。
Seven spirits are burning.
神的七灵在焚烧。
I encourage from my heart, settle the matter between you and the Lamb. Tonight.
我从我心里面来鼓励你们，你要来到羔羊这里来解决你所有的问题。
Let's tonight settle our course between us and the Lamb.
我们今晚就应该来到羔羊这里来解决我们所有的问题。
Each of us has a course marked out for you and for me.
我们每一位对你对我来讲都有一个路程摆在我们前面。
Each one of us, we have a course marked out by God.
对我们每一位，神都给我们。量了一个路程。
Also, Watchman Nee, he has a very famous saying: "We need to seek out our own journeys."
李弟兄也讲过，我们都需要寻找出我们的路程。
There's a wonderful hymn in Chinese 305. I hope too bad we don't have English, but this is the top hymns. I love to sing, and every time I sing, I will wept.
中文305首是李弟兄写的很有名的，但是没有英文翻译。每次他我们唱都会流泪。
We need to seek out our course, brothers and sisters.
我们需要寻找我们的路程。
Actually, we have no other way to go.
说实话，我们也没有其他的路可走。
Our only way to go is follow the Lamb.
我们唯一的路就是要跟随羔羊。
Praise the Lord, today we have so many churches.
赞美主，我们今天在全体有许多众召会。
And we have this one ministry.
但我们却只有一个执事。
And seven times at least we come together.
每一年七次我们都能够来在一起。
For this one work.
都是为了那独一的工作。
1991, Brother Ferguson just shared, when the opportunity came, Brother Lee said, let's go to Russia.
Yeah. 这个1991年刚刚像夏普冯弟兄讲，当这个机会来了啊，最好的这个时间来了，李弟兄就抓住这个机会就去了就护照我们去了俄国。
We have the time, hour, minute, second on our left hand side.
我们有我们的时间，我们的每一分每一秒在左边。
But we have a moment, the opportunity on our right hand side.
但是我们有那个时段，那个时机在我们的右边。
So watchman Nee, right after he heard Truman became the president, he just called an urgent meeting.And then send out Witness Lee to Taiwan.
所以当李弟兄他一听到杜鲁门当选总统，他马上就抓住这个时机，召开了紧急同工会议，就打发李弟兄去台湾。
When the Berlin Wall fell, he just seized opportunity. Let's go to Russia.
当柏林围墙垮下来了之后，李弟兄就抓住了这个时机，就送我们到俄国。
Now we have 190 churches, golden lampstand.Church trees in Russia.
现在我们在俄国能够190处教会树啊，金灯台在俄国被建立。
So we all need to take the burden for Lord's move to Europe and Germany.
我们都需要接受这样的托付，为了主的恢复来到欧洲，来到德国。
We need to seize opportunity to take Germany.
我们需要抓住机会拿下德国。
You know, This Roman numeral is for you and for me, not for Bill. At least for me, I'm not saying for him. For me, for you.
这个呢是为了我，为了你，为了我们要。
You know, we know Brother Peter always say wrong word all the time.
我们知道。
Peter in the gospel.
彼得在福音书里面常常讲错话。
Do you know his last wrong word he spoke to the Lord?
你知道他对跟主讲的最后一句错话是什么？
You may know, but you may never pay attention. We all remember the last time the Lord talked to Peter. You love me three times, and Peter said, I love you three times. That's a good ending.
我们都记得彼得主三次呼召彼得，问他你爱我比这些更深吗？彼得都说主啊，你知道我爱你，这是一个很好的结尾。
But too bad he made a final mistake at John 2020-2021.
但是他又最后又犯了一个错，是在约翰21章20节。
So the Lord talked to Peter. When you were young, you girded yourself and walked where you wished to go. But when you grow old,And other will gird you and carry you where you do not wish to go.
当你年轻的时候，你照着自己意思任意往来；但当你年老的时候，人要竖起你的手，领你到你不愿意去的地方。
So this verse mentions how Peter will be martyred for the Lord.
主是讲到彼得要如何为主殉道说的。
So Peter responds because he saw Brother John there. He said, Lord.What about this man?
那彼得他又回答，他看见约翰的人，他说：“那人如何？”
The Lord just tell him the one last time. What is that to you?
Yeah,
What is that to you?
主又最后跟他讲说：“这与你何干？”
You follow me.
你来跟随我。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
We follow the Lord.
We need to 我们需要来跟随主。
So this is a very, 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 very personal matter.
所以这是一个非常个人的一个问题。
Peter was marked out in his course to be martyred.
彼得在他的路程中被标出来是要为主殉道。
But John is not any better. He's marked out as 90 years old. He's in the island Patmos in tribulation, in endurance.
约翰也没有好到哪里，他也是在90岁的时候还被放逐到巴摩海岛上，是为了患难和忍耐的国度。
I'm not sure which is better.
我也不知道哪一条路更好。
But I know every one of us we are marked out There's a course for me and a course for you.
让我知道，对我们每一个人来讲，神都给我们定好了一条道路。
So with this, we come past Roman numeral.
这样我们就来到最后一个大点。
Let's read together in English.
Bearing the
ultimate
responsibility, we must ultimate move. We must gentleness, thus we should ask the Lord for mercy to be faithful. 好吧，中文。因此我们该求主怜悯，好成为忠信的。
So that will be our prayer tonight. Lord, have mercy on me so I will be faithful.
这是我们今天晚上需要的祷告。我们说主啊，怜悯我，让我能够成为忠信。
1 Corinthians 4:2 Have here furthermore, it is sought that one be found faithful.
林前四章二节说，还有在此所求于管家的，是要他显为忠信。
It's not we feel, Lord, I'm faithful to you.
不是我们觉得我们对主很忠信。
It is sought and be found we are faithful.
这里所求的是要我们被发现，被显为忠信。
When the Lord's coming back, that's my prayer, I be found faithful.
当主回来的时候，我的祷告是主啊，我愿意被发现是忠信的。
Both in Matthew 24 and Luke 12, the Lord mentioned several times, who then is the faithful and the prudent servant and the slave?
在马太24章跟路加12章，主都说谁是那忠信又精明的奴仆。
You know who are the one bring the Lord's second coming back?
哪些人能够把主第二次带回来？
Who are the one defeat the Antichrist?
哪些人可以击败敌基督？
In Revelation 17:14,And they who are with him, the called and the chosen be faithful, who also overcomes them.
按照启示录17章14节，就是那些蒙召被选忠信的人也必得胜。
Amen. So tonight, you know, this is a very personal, very important message.
所以今晚是一个非常个人非常重要的一篇信息。
We are all here very faithful to preach gospel, to speak the truth on Lord's Day afternoon Bible seminary, and then bring them to the God's ordained way, bring them to the home meetings.
我们都很忠心的，周周出去传福音，有seminar, 有研讨会，把新人带来，然后按照神命令之路的施行，召会生活。
It's Lord's mercy.
这是主的怜悯。
But our ultimate, this is our responsibility, but our ultimate responsibility is to be saturated and permeated by Christ.
但是我们最终极的责任乃是被基督所浸透，所充满。
Remember this tonight, don't forget.
我们都需要记得这一点。
And then, to practice this, we need to see the one sitting on the throne.
为了实行这一点，我们需要注视这一位坐在宝座上的。
And we need to follow the Lamb.
我们需要跟随羔羊。
And then we need to be faithful.
我们需要忠信。
I really love to sing the 305. We just sing three stanzas, number 1, 4, and 8.I'm sorry for the English, but you can enjoy this tune and you just listen. Maybe you will have a tear too.
Okay. 我们唱它中文的305首。
第一节 stanza 1, 4, and 8.
1节、4节、8节。
We have the piano to have a, to, for one whole hymn.You play first together.
钢琴先为我们把整个弹一遍。
This is what Watchman is writing. It's too difficult to translate to English.
这是黎弟兄写的诗，很难翻成英文。
I'm trying to ask Brother Bill if he can translate those three verses. But let's sing first.
Let's
stand up.
中文，我们站起来唱。
piano play first, play one time, complete.唱一遍第一节，哦，我知道我的一生，你已为我分好，所有的事发生变更，我不害怕难道，我就。四节，无论我在世界何地，只有何种情况，我与人心有个交集，我要把手花完，我要。你爱锁定我的选择，不是我的人生，我在爱中受命令色，即使你的天真一生充满再唱一次，
你所锁定我的选择，不是我的歌声，我在暗中受你领受，你是你的见证，一生充满
the English speaking saints, I hope your companion will have a Chinese speaking companion to sing for you and try to do her best, his best to translate for you. Amen.
希望你们英语的都有一个中文的属灵同伴，他们能够为你翻译，为你进入这个诗歌的感觉里。